through a sea. Back in Egypt, all the funerals were over. The people were back to their everyday living. But now they were having to do all the work the Israelite servants had been doing. They began to miss the servants more and more. There was no one to make bricks. There was no one to build their buildings and cities. The hearts of Pharaoh and his people changed again. They wanted their slaves back in Egypt. Pharaoh gave orders for his army to get ready. The soldiers hurried. All the horses and chariots were brought together. Soon the army was hurrying after Moses and the Israelites. The Israelites did not go the shortest way. The shortest way was through the land of the Philistines. God knew the Philistines would fight the Israelites. This would make the Israelites want to go back to Egypt. God led them another way. He led them through the wilderness. He led them with his cloud. When they came to the Red Sea, they stopped to rest. After a while, they saw something in the distance. It came nearer. They knew at once Pharaoh's army was coming. Men on horseback, chariots, Egyptians. They were filled with great fear. They were terrified. Sure enough, Pharaoh had changed his mind. He wanted his slaves back. He wanted the silver and gold jewels. He was bringing his own chariots, 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt. Pharaoh was bringing many horsemen and many horses. No doubt they had weapons of war also. Just what could these poor Israelites do? They had no chariots of war, no weapons. They couldn't even run away. The Egyptians were on one side of them, and a sea was on the other. They cried out to Jehovah. They fussed at Moses for leading them there, and they said, "It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in this wilderness." Moses was not afraid. God had told Moses the Egyptians were coming. He was sure that God could handle Pharaoh's army. Moses had not forgotten the great miracles God had already done. "Don't be afraid," he shouted to the people. "Fear not. Stand firm and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you." God moved the big cloud behind his people. The Egyptians could come no closer. God had put a barrier there. God was protecting the Israelites from harm. All night the cloud gave a bright light to God's people. But the other side of the cloud was black for the Egyptians. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord God cut a path in the sea. God used a strong, mighty east wind to push the water back. What a sight! Only God Almighty could do this. The bottom of the sea was made dry. No mud at all. "Forward," shouted Moses. "Forward," cried the leaders. The Israelites walked across the sea on dry land. The water on each side of their path was like a great wall. They must have tried to hurry, but it took a long time for so many hundreds of thousands to walk across. Old people, young children, mothers with babies, and all the animals. Finally, the last one stepped up on the seashore. All were safely across. What a sight! What a miracle! What a God! Could they ever forget this sight? Could they ever forget this day?
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.